Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I just want to say thank you to everybody who helped us help the kids at St. Jude. You matter. They matter. Together, we're making it matter. St. Jude is doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like yours, families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope if you haven't. And get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It'll look good on you. Join the doctors, researchers, and join me in the fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Now turn it up. This is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
Welcome to Thursday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
I'm in the middle now of, well, it's been like 3 months, but I'm in the middle of trying to figure out who's been texting me. And not in a creepy way, because I guess I know them, but I won't ask who they are. It just comes from a number I don't have a name assigned to. And they're like, hey, how you been? You don't ask that to somebody if you don't know how they were before. And I'm like, good, yeah, what's up? Man, just checking in on you. And then I got real sick, and they were like, how's that going? And I'm like, well, who is this person? So I've been doing context clues. And, like, I have the area code, so I searched it, but that doesn't matter as much anymore.
No, they could be from there.
So it has been since July 28th. So it has been since May 13th that I've been having this conversation.
Wow. Wait, like, what do y'all talk about other than just the...
Sounds pretty vague.
Yeah, like, how are you getting clues?
Well, I'm getting clues by going, well, how about that? Can you tell me more?
Okay.
It's stuff like that. I can't figure out who it is, and I don't want to give up. And mostly, I would just, who cares? But I'm so invested in figuring out who this is. The other day, I got one from an unknown number, and it was a kid going, hey, Bobby Bones, I'm a big fan. And I thought, how did this kid get my number? And then I got a message like 15 minutes later that goes, hey, I saw this kid at the game and he came up to me and said he was a huge fan of yours. And I'm like, all right, well, who's this person?
Yeah, well, who are you?
And so I started tracking it back. And I think at this point it's Big D from our afternoon show locally.
Wayne
yeah.
D.
Oh, yeah, he has a new yeah. name. Sorry. Wayne D.
Wayne D.
Yeah. I think, but it's like a Wisconsin or Minnesota area code. He's not from there. That is who that is?
Yeah, he's originally from Minnesota. That's him.
Boom.
There you
okay,
go.
Okay, that's the new one.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the new one. But there's one for 3 months that I cannot figure out who it is. It's either Garth or like a second cousin I haven't seen in a long time. One of the two. But I'm like 3 months invested in, but I am not going to give up on this one. I hope everybody's good. I want to go over and talk to Jenna, who is on the phone right now.
Hey, Bobby. How are you?
We're doing pretty good. What can we do for you?
So I am here with my little brother, Derek, and the rest of my family. Hey, we are actually pulling into the St. Louis airport right now. We are headed to Nashville for SummerSlam this weekend, which is the big WWE event that's in Nashville this weekend. We are TikTokers, and Derek is a big WWE fan, and I am a big Bobby Bones Show fan. And We are actually coming to SummerSlam in Nashville with Cricket Wireless through TikTok. We're going to be making content, having fun, and I love the show, and I know you watched wrestling when you were younger, and I just kind of wanted to call and say hi and say see you soon.
I feel like I recognize you. Hey, can I ask you a question? I feel like I know her. Do you have millions of followers?
It's called Baker Banter. We have 2.9 million followers.
Oh, I know who this is.
Wow.
Yeah, I watch their videos a lot. I'm going to get on TikTok real quick. Hold on. Baker Banter, right?
Yes.
Okay, hold on a second. B-A-K-E-R. Yeah, you guys are, you're very funny. You guys do really good on TikTok. And so, if I'm correct here, you follow a lot of your brother's hijinks, right?
Yes. So our TikTok account, Derek is 25. He has Down syndrome. And basically our TikTok channel is just a positive, family-friendly, funny, sassy depiction of what an adult with Down syndrome's life and his family life looks like.
Yes, it's awesome. It's an awesome account.
So cool.
Yeah, when you said that, I was like, I feel like I know you. So I started to think, did I like hang out with her in high school? But no, I follow her on TikTok. So you feel like you know these people. She's on the phone. But you feel like you know these people, but even though you've really never really met them or spent time with them. Well, hey, I hope you guys have an awesome time in town and keep doing the good work and keep it super positive on TikTok and tell your little brother. I say hello.
I'm right here, Bob.
All right, buddy. Hey, who's your favorite wrestler?
Liv Morgan, SmackDown Women's Champion.
Derek, tell Bobby who you saw at WrestleMania.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Okay.
Yeah, that. Now we're talking. Now we're getting back into my where I got at. Well, listen, I hope you guys have an awesome time. Jenna, thank you for calling, and keep up the good work on TikTok. Hope you guys have just the greatest time at SummerSlam, right?
SummerSlam.
Yeah.
Yes, SummerSlam. It's at Bridgestone.
All right. Good to talk to you guys. Be safe, okay?
Thanks so much, Bobby.
All right. See you later. I knew I recognized her from somewhere. Yes.
You think they're rich? Like, I'm just saying, like, if they're flying to this, like...
What's an air? It's just money. A ticket from the airport.
Oh.
And they threw out a sponsor there, so their sponsor's probably paying for it.
Yeah.
Rich, no, but are they making a little money off TikTok? Probably, but...
I mean, how great... Why don't sponsors, like, fly us to places? Like, oh, here, come, go cover this, go cover that. I mean, geez.
Are you sad?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry, buddy.
A little bit jealous.
What a rough way to start always. It's time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. So I went on a first date recently. It was a short coffee date that went really well. So we set up a real date for the following night. I offered to pick her up, but she said she'd meet me at the restaurant. Well, I sat there for an hour. I waited for her to show up. I texted her several times. She never answered, so I left and I went home. I got a call from her the next morning, and she said she passed out after work and slept right through to the morning. She apologized several times, but I still feel weird about it. She's insisting I give her another chance. What do you think I should do? Is she a total flake, or was this just an oversight? Signed, TJ. Yeah, that stinks. I've been in similar situations, but mostly I never heard from them again, period. Because you stand up and I wouldn't even get that story. You know, I always believe in giving people a second chance. Yes, so I do think you should give her a shot. However, you don't just pass out if you're really excited about a date.
But what if you're really, really tired?
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
Hard day at work.
When you're really tired, you text and go, hey, I'm not going to be able to make it. You don't just pass out if you're super excited about a date. And she did. And that happened. I would give her another shot, but I'd give her a shot with one eye open, watching everything she did to see if she's suspicious at all.
Do you think she lied or she told the truth about passing out?
She probably told the truth. But again, if you're super excited and you're focused on this date, you at least let them know, or you just don't pass out. That's a thing. Morgan, you're in the dating world. What do you think about this?
Yeah, I mean, definitely if I was excited about a date, I would not have had that excuse. I would make it work. Or I would say, hey, I'm really tired. Like, I can't do this today. Let's do it tomorrow. And I would take the initiative to reschedule. So,
I mean, and if you said that to me, I'd still be like, ah, screw her. But at least I wouldn't sit at a restaurant for hours waiting.
Yeah, I mean, that definitely starts it off on a really bad foot.
You ever been stood up, Morgan, straight up?
Not stood up. I've been ghosted. Never, like, stood up on a date, though.
Where you go somewhere and they just don't come?
Yeah, no, that's not happened.
You ever talk to somebody you thought was a girl and it ends up being a dude in a hotel and then it turns out in the news and you're embarrassed?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, me either.
No,
yeah, me either on that one. Yeah, just a hypothetical situation. TJ, go out with her again. But just know that she probably is not totally into you yet. And if she was, she'd have made a priority to be there or let you know. All right, good luck. And that's the mailbag.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
I've been doing a lot of interviews where people are asking me, hey, what songs are good now? Tough question. Unless you expect it. And so they're like, hey, what's... So I just start throwing off stuff that I listen to. And I'm going to play a few of these that if you go to my playlist, these are up here now. The first one is going to be this song from David Morris. And it blew up on TikTok. And it's the George Strait song, Karen, You Love With Me. But it's sang by a woman. And it's used as a sample. And then he kind of country raps over it.
Interesting.
And some people hate it. And some people love it. I actually think it's pretty good if you get past the whole sampling a George Strait song. But here you go. His name is David Morris, and here is Carrying Your Love.
Yeah, what we got's all I need, and every day's a dream when I'm carrying your love with me.
Play this a little bit, but do you think that's George Strait sped up? It can't be, right?
Oh, I think that's a woman.
I do too. I thought so too, but yeah. Then when I heard it. All right, here's some more of it.
Have you ever been Grand Canyon chasing Route 66, riding desert town, Great Lake and Mount Rushmore, chilling top 10 destinations, girl? We can go to places you ain't never dreamed about, from up north and down south, Oceanside Lighthouse. When the tide dies down, get married on a beach, white sand and white gown, blue skies and white clouds. Tomorrow ain't promised, all we got is right now. Yeah, and you know I'm down to ride, girl. Yeah, for the rest of my life, girl. Yeah, what we got's all I need, and every day's a dream when I'm carrying your love with me.
I was watching some people and they were like, ah, this is a new song? New, what is this, Carrying Your Love? And I'm like, well, let me explain it to you. So, but yeah, he's a cowboy, David Morris is. So you can check it out. That's just called Carrying Your Love. Because if you're listening, you either love that or you hate that. There's really no middle ground for that.
I started not liking it. And then after I heard more, I'm like, this is pretty good.
Well, I thought it was weird at first. Because again, most of my new music now comes from my wife, who gets her music from TikTok for the most part. And she was like, have you heard this song? And I brought it up, and I was like, oh, hey, I like
That's
it.
That's what I just did.
Yeah, same thing. David Morris, Carrying Your Love. Here is a guy that we had on our show, and this song is so good. I just wish radio would give him a shot here. This is from George Burge. It's called Mind on You.
I got my mind on you, and you on my mind. Got these four wheels on a two-lane, and we cutting through the night. Got your eye in my head, and your love on my lips. Girl, I'm hugging on these curves like them jeans on your hips every time. You have been looking like you do. I got my hands and my eyes and my mind on you. I got my mind on you. I got my mind on you.
So he told us a story where he wrote that, and Jason Aldean said, I'd like to cut that. I'd like to make that a song. And so when George was convinced to be an artist again by Clay Walker, he called Jason. I was like, can I have the song back? And Jason was nice enough to give it back to him. But Aldean thought it was a good enough song that he would also record it. But that is called Mind on You from George Burge. And I give you number one. And this song started off as this guy, Noah Kahan, just playing the chorus on TikTok. And he didn't have the whole song written. He just played the hook, what they call the hook, the chorus. And everybody kept going like, finish the song, finish the song. And he didn't forever. He did it during the pandemic. And then finally he finished the song. And it's so massive that other artists are now... one duetting him, like big artists, or going, wow, this is such a great song. And if you've been in the car with my wife and I, which Eddie has, we sing the song at the top of our lungs. It's called Stick Season, and here is the chorus.
Vermont, but it's the season of the sticks, and I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed, and it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas, and I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks in one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, but that'll have to do. So I thought that if I...
So that's Noah Kahan. It kind of sounds like Mumford and Sons.
Oh yeah.
Meets the Grand Ole Opry.
Yeah. I hear that.
Meets, you know, it's just a, but it's Noah Kahan stick season if you want to check that out.
Bones, let me tell you something. Lunchbox was bobbing his head to that song.
Not as interesting.
His and he does not fit. Bob his head.
You never bob. You bobbed?
Did you bust me bobbing? Dang it.
We busted you bobbing. You never bob.
He doesn't bob.
I don't bob, but it was pretty good.
Wow. Hit that chorus again, Ray.
Very much, but it's the season of the sticks, and I saw your mom. She forgot that I existed, and it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas, and I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks and one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, but that'll have to do.
We get a second bob over there?
I got a second bob.
All right, we should just play the song then. We got two bobs out of them. This never happens. Okay. Noah Kahan is his name.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Brian Walters is a UPS driver in Washington when he was making a delivery, and there was a commotion at this resort he's making a delivery. A 7-year-old girl had been pulled from the pool, was unresponsive. But what you don't know about Brian, not only does he deliver packages, he's a volunteer firefighter. So, boom, he comes over there, starts CPR, brings the girl back to life.
Wow.
Pretty so cool.
Yeah, love what it. Can Brown do for you? Bring your package and save your life.
Was it UPS specifically? Did you say that? Or just
yeah,
said
yeah. UPS. Okay. That's what I'm talking about. He was in his what you know his uniform. The
no,
Brown
no, we know what Brown can do for you.
Yeah.
Now they're just, back in the day, kids. There was basically one delivery service other than the mail. Now yeah. There's DHL, UPS,
FedEx,
Amazon. It's just so many people coming to the door. You don't know if they're gonna rob you or you don't know. it could be anybody. Good story, Lunchbox. What's his name again?
His name is Brian Walters.
Brian
UPS
Walters.
Driver of the year. I mean, it has to be driver of the year.
Oh, you made that up. You gave him that up. Made that up. Okay.
And he's got to get a reward, right?
Of what?
Like, I mean, I don't know.
Couple nights stay at the hotel?
Or he should be bumped up to manager? I mean.
I don't think you get managerial positions because you saved a life. Oh. May not be a good manager.
All right. Well, good job, Brian.
Good job, Brian. All right. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Elder versus a millennial, a trivia game for the generations. Eddie, you're the donkey.
That's right.
So that's his buzzer. If you hear the donkey, that's Eddie. If you hear the clown horn, that's Morgan. We just got buzzers. I think we paid $4 for these. You would think a show that was all over the country, even all over the world, would have some sort of system, cool game show graphic. We bought buzzers for $4.
That we have to put up to the mic.
With our own money, too, by the way. Okay, so elder versus millennial, questions that Eddie should know, and then questions that Morgan should know based on when they were born. Your first question is an elder question. I'm going to play this television clip.
What you talking about, Willis?
What you talking about, Willis, is a quote from what 80s TV show? That would be Morgan.
Family Matters.
Incorrect.
Nice.
Oh my gosh.
The donkey is Eddie. Eddie?
That is Different Strokes.
That's correct. Donkey one, clown two,
let's
zero.
Go. Yeah.
Your next question, a millennial question. What Disney Channel show did the character Beans? Morgan.
Even Stevens.
Even Stevens is correct.
Never heard of that.
Beans appeared on the show, Even Stevens. I'm going to play a song hook for you. Here is the song. Spending 13 weeks at number one on the Billboard rock chart. That song right there, called Start Me Up, is by what band? Eddie?
That is the Rolling Stones.
That is correct.
Yes.
Over to the millennial questions. I'm going to play you a hook of this 2000s song. The debut single in the 2000s for this pop singer.
Wow.
Eddie?
That's Ashley Simpson.
That's correct.
Yeah!
Dang it.
I was a big fan.
That's
yeah, that's good.
That's correct.
That's good stuff, stuff, man.
That's correct. Elder question. This movie was the number one movie at the box office on this date, today in 1988. It's about a toon-hating detective who is a cartoon rabbit's only hope to prove his innocence when he's accused of a murder. Eddie, can you name the movie?
Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
That's correct.
Let's go.
Oh.
Morgan, what 2000s movie? This is a millennial question. Okay. Not Morgan, just her ballpark. What 2000s movie starring Reese Witherspoon is about a young woman who must return back to her home state to obtain a divorce?
Oh, that's tough.
That was me.
It was tough. The clown got it by a bit.
Morgan? Sweet Home Alabama.
That is correct. That, there it is.
She got it.
Did Eddie win? I don't have a score up. Yes?
Yeah.
Eddie, you win again. Nice.
Let's go. Let's go.
The donkey prevails. Eddie's up 3-0. Do we like the buzzers?
I love the buzzers. Yeah. I don't know if you guys like it.
No,
I love
funny.
Hitting the buzzer.
Okay.
I like it.
Yeah. Making sure it's
what do you
different.
Think?
TBD. The donkey's funny. Do we only have those two, Mike, or is there, are there a whole list of sounds? Oh, we can change sound. Let me see. Oh.
Why did you pick donkey
throw
for me,
the,
then?
Throw me yours. I want to see what they are real quick. Hand me a controller.
Here. Oh, no.
Oh, there's,
no
you're
no,
never no, going to no, throw no, You can try.
It. It's $4. Don't.
Caught it. Caught it.
Okay, good job.
So I can change it?
You recorded it in.
Oh.
You were a donkey?
Okay, watch this. Watch this. Pee pee poo poo. Pee pee poo poo. Pee pee poo poo. Then if I hit it.
That's not bad. I like that.
That's how someone has to ring in.
That's funny. So we can do whatever we want. And everybody can have their own sound. Oh, I'll do a different one. A more mature one. Poo poo pee pee. Poo poo pee pee.
That's great.
All right. Well, nice job, Eddie.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. I'm feeling it a little bit now. That's good. Today is your day, Lunchbox.
My day?
Today is your day.
What did I do?
Breaking news. Hit that clip. Lunchbox has his hands in the air. He's ready for it. Amy, it's your story to tell.
Okay. Well, first, I guess I'll just start off by saying Lunchbox mentioned the other day, had this whole pitch, called my sister about being on her HGTV show called Building Roots.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
So,
well, you said it that first, because Lunchbox told your sister that he had some news about you.
He DM'd her and said, hey, I have a surprise for Amy. Can we talk? Send me your number.
Hey, tricked her and then called her and said, hey, my house has problems. Can you fix it?
I got holes in my roof. And then while you're here, I could do a new kitchen, you know, redo the master bath.
She lied to her and then you.
Yeah. I lied to her when I slid into the DMs to get her number, but it was all in a good, positive way.
Yeah, and so...
What?
Anyway, my sister revealed to him, like, hey, Lunchbox, we don't even know if we're getting a season 2. And honestly, I don't know either. But what I do know is I got an email from a producer that heard the segment.
Let's go! Breaking news! Breaking news!
This is what I'm talking about. You got to make your own breaks in Hollywood, people. This is what we do.
This is not Hollywood, but I get it.
Yeah.
It's Colorado and Nashville. But yes,
you know what
I get
saying?
It. Yes.
Like, you guys are saying it was bad to lie, and look
it is bad to lie.
Look where the so, lie
Rick,
got
like,
me.
Go ahead. Lunchbox, don't get ahead of yourself here, because I don't know. Nobody
what
has
said. What did the producer
said.
Say to you?
So I just opened up my email, and an executive producer named Michelle emailed me. And
executive producer, that's huge.
And a little backstory.
Like not just measly producer, executive producer.
I get measly producers all the time, but when an executive hits in, I'm like, oh, this is real.
Some backstory is, you know, similar to Lunchbox, like when I found out my sister and her husband has shown HGTV, I'm like, well, I got stuff in my house I'd like to have done. So months ago, my sister was visiting and we were talking about different things, like how cool would it be if, like, you know, y'all did a project at my house in Nashville, but I hadn't heard a peep, nothing. Well, then Lunchbox talks about it and I guess the producer heard it and this is the email that she sent.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hi, Amy. I was cracking up laughing over Lunchbox's comments on the show needing Ben and Christy's help on his own home. I would like to pitch a traveling Nashville episode of Building Roots to the network.
Come on! Come on!
Pack up the trailers and head out east. Let's go!
Featuring your home renovation and possibly Lunchbox's home repair, if you think he might truly be interested. I wasn't sure if it was just, quote, radio talk.
Are you truly interested?
100%! Let's go! Let's start knocking down some walls!
Move that house!
Yeah.
Wrong show, wrong show.
And so I guess with this, I mean, I have no idea because I haven't replied, and I don't know if with this pitch, It would mean, yeah, it would just be like some weird, you know, one-off episode if they don't get season two, or is this only if they get season two? So I don't know, and I don't even know what to reply. And my sister's out of the country. So
what do you want her to reply, Lunchbox?
Reply, let's go, we're all in.
Reply, let's go, we're all in.
Yeah, let's get some remodeling done.
She said that I could connect you with her directly so she could gauge your interest. I love that.
You want to be connected up?
Connect.
You got some good news about Amy to tell her?
Let's go. Yeah, yeah. I got to tell her a surprise for Amy. And you guys thought I was crazy when I said a special episode. You're like, oh my gosh, that's so stupid, Lunchbox. Well, guys, I know how producers think. Listen to this. They think this is great TV.
What would you do at your house if they...
Oh, go. I mean, fix the holes in the roof, redo the kitchen, put a nice screened-in back porch, redo the master bath, maybe add like a man cave. I mean, we got
man
all sorts
of... man cave?
Yeah,
where?
Like, I don't know, add on to the back of the house. I don't know, on top of it. Add wherever it you want to put it. Build a tree house for the kids. I mean, let's go.
We're like 8 shows in one here.
Come on. Because I saw one of their episodes, they put a slide from the back deck to the ground for some kids, so... Build my kids something. Let's go.
How excited are you 1 to 10?
10. I mean, this is great. This is how you make things happen. I've been dreaming about this, about being on TV, being in Hollywood, and it is starting to come true slowly and surely.
Didn't they do a remodeling show right next to your house once?
Yeah, they did Property Brothers right next door.
And what'd you think about that?
Awesome. So jealous. Like, I was so mad at my neighbors, but they were new neighbors. I didn't know them then. When they bought the house, they got on the Property Brothers.
How'd they get on it?
They applied.
And then that's it? They just come and they do all their house?
Yeah.
And then that's just it?
That's it. And then they have a new house. And they weren't able to live there while they did it, but I can move somewhere while they do my house.
Dang.
This is great.
You know, on these...
Now, will you say, hey, good job on the lie? Like,
I'll never say good job on the lie. But here,
making
I guess
breaks.
It's something you may not know. You know you have to pay for it, right?
Pay for what?
They don't pay for everything. You have to pay for your own. They just do it on TV and give you like the labor for free. You have to pay for everything.
Huh? Well, we can work something out.
No, there's no working it out. If Amy, right?
Lunchbox is like trying to get endorsements to pay for. Like, I mean, you could try to work something out, but I don't know how.
Like,
I know exactly how.
Like,
from what I know.
Hey, look. Oh, you know, they did his kitchen and they got their supplies at the Home Depot.
No, that's not how it works on the show. You
Lunchbox
can't just,
is like, I got
can't
my
make
Sherwin
deals
Williams
for that show,
paint.
And you can't make deals for this show because we have our own sponsors.
Right. I mean,
and
listen.
You have to pay on those shows. You have to pay for it yourself. The property owners don't come in and pay for it all.
Right.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're going to pay for the slide, the man cave.
Man cave too?
The roof to be done.
Yeah.
I think you'd probably scale back on what you have done.
He's like, I'll take some shingles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe a little paint.
Do you still want them to come?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So come on.
Your desperation to be on TV. Well, you'll pay for it.
It's going to cost you a lot of money.
I'll make it up on the back end.
Of what? Tours?
Tours or people will see me and be like, oh man, we need him for our show. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so it's an investment.
It's an investment. You get on TV.
What if they're like $300,000?
Oh,
it's an investment.
But does some of his insurance cover it? Because his tree damaged his house.
I'll hit the bank.
You go take out a loan to be on the show.
Oh,
wow.
Absolutely.
You're saying it now. You're going to take out a loan to be on the show.
100%.
Okay.
Okay. Another thought that I had is that Lunchbox hasn't been incredibly kind towards the show.
True,
like
he said,
it's not good, and they're not good at what they do. So why would he want them to do his renovations?
No, I said they're not good. Their renovations are cool. Like they have great minds, but they're not very fun on TV. They come off as kind of boring. And
you'd
lame.
Probably be fine. In the
yeah, and that's
order.
What I'm saying. Yeah. Get me on there, and I will liven it up. Let's go.
So reply to them. Let's go.
Yeah, I'm all in.
All
pack
in,
up the trailers
go.
And head out east.
Head east. Okay.
Yeah.
He's in. He's going to take a loan out to do it if they want to do it, but I guess let him know.
100% take out a loan. That's smart business.
Is it?
To be on... You know what? I agree.
Okay, yes.
Good for you, buddy. There he is. Lunchbox to be getting on TV. Yes. One way or another, he's getting on TV. We like it. Before I go to bed at night, I will lay out my clothes, much like I did as a kid, because I want to be able to get up and have it all lined, grab, boom. But now it's just to make sure that I don't wake my wife up. So I have it all laid out. And the less time I'm in the room diddling around, less chance that I wake her up, digging for clothes, opening drawers, all that. So that's how I save time. Amy's son has a time-saving method that's pretty funny, and I don't think I'm ready to adopt this yet, but I do think for, what is he, 9, 10?
He's turning 12.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
Where are we going?
That's crazy.
We're getting old quick.
Yeah.
So what is his method?
He's starting to sleep in his clothes the night before.
Boom.
And I'm like, oh, why are you already dressed and ready to go?
Yeah, I like
and
it.
He's like, I'm looking to save any minutes that I can in the morning.
Hilarious.
I can't believe he's 12.
He will be, yeah.
Oh, he's 11. Okay, so what? Still, I can't believe he's 11.
Yeah, August 10th, he'll
that
be 12.
That is crazy. All right, so that's next for me, sleep in my clothes so I don't wake my wife up. I like it. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Three things that we believe about drinking, and they're not true at all. We've always heard beer before liquor, never been sicker, liquor before beer, you're in the clear. You know that one?
We rhyme, so we think it's true.
Oh, yeah, it is true.
Yeah, if it rhymes, it's got to be true. Yeah.
Yes, of course. Well, turns out that's not true. It doesn't matter what order you drink it in. It's just how much of each thing that you drink. And I'm like, what? I've lived by this my whole life.
Well, I mean, Lunchbox's eyes get real big.
Yeah, whoever wrote this is lying to us.
This article?
Yes. The rhyme is true.
It's
Amy
very
is right.
True.
I've lived by it since I started drinking, and it is 100% accurate.
So because of your life,
Eddie?
Scientifically.
Hey, 100% true, Bones. If I drink beer, like 12 beers, and then I take a
why
shot
would
of
you drink 12 beers?
I'll just say crazy night. Crazy night.
Said it has
and
to
then
do
you take
with
a shot.
How much
and then
of
you
it
take
you
a shot, Bones. Boof. You're done. Like, go
beer
home.
Before,
you're throwing up.
No, but you're going home. You're throwing up because you had 12 beers.
But if I had 5 shots and then had beer, I'm in the clear.
That's
okay.
Telling you, it's worked my whole
What's
life.
What's number 2 then?
Again, it boils down to how much. Okay, so there's no such thing as breaking the seal. Like, and I believe this too. Like, if I've been having any drinks and I've got to go to the bathroom, I try to hold it as long as I can because I felt like once you go to the bathroom, then you're going to have to keep going. It's called breaking the seal.
Oh,
and
bones.
That is not true.
It's 100% accurate.
Crazy.
Like, if you go, like, you hold it for 3 hours. The first time you go 10 minutes later, then 20 minutes. I mean, you go, like, 5 times the next hour.
So breaking the seal is a thing you all know?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Is it called that?
Yes.
Never heard it before.
Okay, but they say that, listen, you're always going to have to use the bathroom when your bladder is full, and that is what's happening when you're drinking, so just go.
No.
So you guys are arguing with science.
100%.
Okay. Yes. All right.
And then the third thing, hair of the dog won't help a hangover, so you cannot drink it away. In fact, drinking the next morning can make your hangover last longer.
So you have a hangover. You've been really drunk the night before. You decide to hit it again the next morning. But aren't you just getting re-drunk to make the hangover go away, not just adding to it? Like, you're just getting drunk again.
Of course, which makes the
hangover
go away.
Yes, because you're getting drunk again. Not, it's not actually making the hangover go away. It's just making you get drunk.
It's an interesting angle.
So how do y'all feel about that one? You agree or not agree?
No, I disagree with that one. To drink, the hangover goes away immediately.
No, but the drunk comes back.
Well, sure.
But then you get a hangover the next day. Then it never ends. It's a cycle that never ends.
Yeah.
All right, what else, Amy?
So do you struggle opening up like a pickle jar or a jelly jar?
Mostly no. Sometimes if it's small, yes. Bigger jars I do better with, but I don't really have the leverage on small jars. I don't know that I have the strongest hands. I have medium hands. But if I can't get that small one open, I'll give it to Kayla and she'll boom, she'll just rip it right off.
Well, new research out found that weak hand grip strength is a signal that there's more serious health issues like heart problems, lung issues, and then even lower life expectancy.
Dang. Probably because most old people have weak hands.
Yeah, it has to do with like muscle mass, and then the muscle strength is proven to be fairly accurate as an indicator of how long you're going to live. But you know what I do? I bang it with the end of a knife, and then it helps loosen it up, and I pop
so
it
So you
right
can
up.
Hit the bottom sometimes. Boom, boom.
Yeah.
And you'll hear that. You can also put under hot water, and so the heat will actually cause it to be a little easier, but you have to open it with like a paper towel because your hand's wet. You can't.
So slippery.
This is slippery, yeah. So those are two things, and then you can also do the knife thing. Yeah. But I've cut myself doing that, so I don't do that one anymore. All right, what else?
Kane Brown shared that he has serious aspirations to become an actor, and he's actively working with a Los Angeles agent to make this goal a reality. He even auditioned for a new Grease movie. The film has since stopped production, but he did get a call back from his audition, and he says no matter what, even if he gets rejected or anything, he's going to not give up. He's
a lot of country stars are acting, or at least trying to act. You know, we had Randy Houser on. He's been in a few movies, you know, cowboy movies mostly. John Party talked about he took acting classes. I think, you know, you get into a creative space and you have other creative friends and they do other creative things. You're like, oh, that would also be fun.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, oh, if they can do it, I can do it. So good luck to him. I think it's pretty cool. As a fellow actor myself, you know, major motion picture with Vanessa Hudgens. I know, Nashville.
Control.
Not only playing myself on Nashville, but playing other people too, you know. You put your work in and watch it pay off. Lunchbox is acting.
Yeah, I feel them.
Well, no, I was going to tell you your stuff's coming soon.
Yeah.
More details about you coming soon.
When?
Have you ever been paid to act?
Yeah. Friday Night Lights.
That was an extra.
But I got paid.
But you weren't on, I mean, you didn't say anything on camera.
Yeah, I said.
No, you didn't say anything on camera. Was your voice on camera?
No.
Somebody's voice was put
dubbed
over.
Dubbed over.
Yeah. But you did say the line.
Yeah.
And then they dubbed it.
They took it out. They took it out, yeah. All right, thank you, Amy.
Mm-hmm. I'm Amy, that's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
All right, you two guys are beer drinkers. I mean, you pride yourself on beer.
Totally, yeah. Man.
It's not a manly thing.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
Do local breweries actually taste better?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Than real?
And it makes you feel good that it's local, so you think, you in your mind, it tastes better because, like, man, this was made right here.
But does it actually taste better? If you go to a local brewery, does it taste better?
Let's go with yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it
does. What about craft beer? Because I think that's like specialized beer.
Mm-hmm.
Does it taste better?
Yes.
Yes.
Why?
It's just different, man. It's different than what everyone else is drinking.
Because it's more expensive? And it's just different.
And that too. It's way more expensive.
Okay, well, there's a new campaign just launched that allows people to support local breweries and animals at the same time. Sidewalk Dog is a company based out of the Twin Cities. It serves as a guide to help people find dog-friendly events and businesses. So they can take their dogs with them as well. They launched, and for $30, people can visit 33 breweries and sample 47 free beers all over the place. If that was one town, you'd be drunk and your dog would be walking you home, for sure. But the pass benefits American Humane Society, so I would encourage you to go to sidewalkdog.com, and maybe there is a local brewery near you that's involved in this, and you can help dogs, and you can also get you some free beer. If you go to one of these places, though, do you just get to drink as much as you want?
Yeah.
It's like a bar? They just serve you? You just buy whatever you want.
Yep. You can buy a flight. You can buy just a beer.
A beer?
Yeah, like they have different
samples.
It's a flight. Like it's like a board with four different beers on it.
Yeah. And you can just have four of those boards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can have 16 beers and they won't stop you.
Correct.
I never tried that.
And usually on the flights, they're not full beers. Some of them. Unless you go, I mean,
okay, you can
have
40 flights, so they won't stop you. What about wine taste? If you go to a wine place.
Those are cool too.
Like where they do wine. What are they called that?
I mean,
a winery. Vineyard.
Yeah. I haven't ever been cut off there.
Like, will they cut you off?
I don't think so.
I think if you start a fight, you'll get cut off anywhere.
Right.
That's the marker
but
like starting a fight?
Yeah, but like at a brewery, there are no security guards. There's no bouncers. It's just like the three or four people behind the bar and that's it. Mm-hmm. So they can't really keep an eye on people. I mean, you could.
Have you ever?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. All right. Good story. Good job, sidewalkdog.com. We love animals. We love the American Humane Society. And, well, these two guys love beer. And that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free an easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.